Oh, yeah. Maybe clap your hands so I can sync up the audio.
Just me?
Oh, you could do it. Yeah,
I'll
that'd
do
be
it.
Good.
A light bulb appeared above my head, and then a bubble with a thought inside it. My friends and I, in the sky, laughing, floating over the town like a cloud. We can see everything so clearly up here. My little world so puny and peaceful from above. I love to go into the sky. Wherever you go becomes a part of you. Today we are part sky, part cloud, part sunset.
It's a beautiful day in the Gulch. And we're here on the ground.
It's mournful.
Unfortunately, for better or for worse. And we're here with Josiah Hughes.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Canada. And from the 155 podcast.
Yeah.
And newsletter.
Formerly, yeah. Formerly podcast.
Current Substack. Alex, do you want to provide context for your poem?
Yeah, so originally we were going to record this episode in a hot air balloon. And
there's even more context because 3 years ago, when I was on the show, we were talking about the hot air balloon that flew over Miles's house. And then after that, you bought Miles a hot air balloon ride for a wedding gift.
Yeah.
And then somewhere in there was this idea that I was going to come here and do an episode on a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah. We got so close. Like, yeah, there was like... Like, Miles and Janelle were shushed from above. Or not shushed.
We were scolded.
You were scolded from a hot air balloon for not socially distancing during COVID.
It was a wink. It was a winking, tongue-in-cheek scold.
Yeah. And, like, so that was just sort of, like, burned into my mind. But then later, I got a grant from the city, and... my proposal was to bring Josiah here and fly him in a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
And...
Weather permitting.
Well, did you put weather permitting in your proposal?
That's what I should have done. That's the problem.
No. So, I mean, I've been here all weekend, and we've been, like, you were on top of it. Like, you were, like, on the ball with everything, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's like, you've been chauffeuring me around. I've experienced Gulch in 3D now, hearing the similar sounds.
Yeah.
Going to the same places. I went to the Record Store Day record store that you did the episode at.
Exactly.
All these things. But, dude, we were, like, harassing the balloon guy all day. Being like, should we go early or what? And he's like, I'll let you know. And then he canceled. But let's be honest, you guys. We're all a little bit relieved.
It's a big relief. I was worried about how we were going to pull this off. I was just worried that, like, we would be too scared to talk.
I was, like, more worried that having audio-visual equipment, we were going to, like, turn weird.
Or we'd be so close and, like, the camera would just be, like, right, like...
And then I'd be like, oh, can you lean back a bit to get a wider shot and then fall out of the balloon?
So just, like, knock Miles' glasses off his face. Yeah.
But something horrible could happen on flat ground, too.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
What if a hot air balloon lands on us?
What if we saw a hot air balloon going by?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, and that guy.
Yeah, like, it's guy. And a better podcast was recording it.
Well, I told Alex. I was, like, when I was talking to Alex last week, all excited to come, I searched, like, we got to be the first podcast to do this. And there's one called the first podcast to ever go on a hot air balloon. It's already been done.
Who was it?
Do you remember? It was
I can't remember who it was.
I'm going to look it up. I feel like it'd be funny to... Well, no, it wouldn't be funny to
we
play it.
We could have said...
I was going to play a little bit of it on here if we were in the sky, but we're not. So it's not, you know... Do we have anything else we need to say about hot air balloons before we put this to bed?
We would have called it the worst... podcast ever to be recorded in the hot air balloon.
Josh Lucas and Sarah did it for their show. I don't know. I'm not, you know.
At least they're just regular people.
Yeah.
And so we're going to trespass here instead.
You will get hit by a car. I would like some element of danger.
Yeah, there's a little bit of element of danger here. We're out at Cut Right, Two Herons Marina boat rental area, and we're about to cross the street, across the causeway. We're going to the Zoom Flume, which is an iconic Bloomington location. So, tucked away.
Is that why you said you wanted to bring a spray paint?
Yeah, you know, there's
every time
there's
you
a lot
come
of
here,
art
you,
out here.
You spray paint something negative about your body.
Yeah, there's like a, you'll soon see, there's a ton of graffiti out here, and it's all pretty juvenile.
So the Zoom Flume is closed. Is that because Zoom is just online now? Just kidding.
You know, and we're recording with a Zoom recorder.
Oh, that's yeah. True.
And Zoom Flume rhymes with hot air balloon.
Yeah, that's a bit of a stretch, but I think we're like fully in cope mode right now.
Yeah. You think that's a stretch that flume rhymes with balloon?
I think there's a... I feel like there's a different word than rhyme for one.
A slant? They call it a slant rhyme, right?
Like, if you looked it up on Rhyme Zone, I don't think it would say. I don't think it would feed you those.
What do you think, Alex? Would you rhyme flume with balloon?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, but...
And he's a professional poet.
That's true. That's because that means... I think that means he's earned the right to play with flume.
He's mastered the formal conventions of...
Oh, yeah, this is awesome. This looks like a Batman set or something.
Yeah, it does. It looks like they like hired a Power Ranger set designer to do graffiti. Yeah, and we should do like karate on each other.
As long as there's danger.
Look at all these twisted tees on the ground. Somebody drank like 6 twisted tees right here.
Oh, that's...
You think one guy drank 6?
Just one guy out here by himself with his 6 twisted tees and his spray cans.
Yeah.
The other, like a few years ago, we were out here and we spray painted like a face on these stairs, but it looks like they're covered up. But we spray painted it on here so that the face was like on each of these surfaces, so that when you look at it, you could only see the face from the front because it was on the front.
Oh, that's
cool.
But like those like chalk artists that make it look like a winding staircase in the street or whatever. Have you seen
that?
Yeah, people don't respect graffiti, you know.
The rules?
Yeah.
All the beef and stuff.
I wish I knew more graffiti terminology so I could use it in day-to-day life.
I know like, toy.
Yeah, I know. That's the only one I know as well.
What does toy mean?
Like a loser?
I think it's a noob?
Like,
oh, yeah, that's me.
They're like, look, a guy spray painted a face on the stairs. Like,
yeah, that's...
He's artsy.
I don't think they would say that you're a toy. I think they would call it toy.
Oh, they would call it toy.
I think so. I saw someone spray painted CBD back there.
someone just really passionate about stress relief.
That's toy.
I think you can skateboard on here, theoretically.
There's a lot of spiders here.
Do you care for spiders?
Not really, but maybe that's the fear I'm facing instead of heights.
I feel like what's scary about the hot air balloon isn't the height per se, but like all the other unknown factors relating to a hot air balloon.
Well, like what?
Like how they don't know where they're going to land.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We were talking about that earlier. Like what if there's a wind gust that just keeps you going back and forth over like a mall.
Over the town.
Yeah, there's
where they can't land and then you have to stay up there.
I saw a hot air balloon like landed in the city and it like ran into the power line and like caused a fire.
Oh yeah, I wanted to show Josiah that before we went on the
then he thought I
thing to
not
freak
come.
Him out.
That was like a few months ago, or last summer I think.
This is a great place to like post up, like, as if it's like a back to school.
I know, exactly.
I wonder if I could pull it up. I think it was like right outside of Upland.
Yes. Yeah, how are you like going to pull that up? Google?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. You got it right there.
And they say Google's dying. Oof.
Wait, there might be, I think there's a video of it. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I think that's like what would have happened if we went up today.
You think we would have hit a power line?
Yeah.
Well, in my preparation...
scary.
Oh, I'm not getting... I had, it's not loading, probably for the better, but I had looked up a whole bunch of hot air balloon jokes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's like one hot air balloon joke?
They're basically all about being full of hot air.
Oh, yeah.
Which I've already repurposed and said that we could use our podcasting to power it, the hot air that comes out.
Do you want to hold it since you're in the middle?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm not concerned about the wind because, I can just blow smoke. I can just blow smoke up into it.
Oh, actually, there was one I remember. It said someone started a hot air balloon business, but they had to close it because they couldn't keep up with inflation.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. But not really.
Another thing with the hot air balloon, I think I maybe have told you this in person, but for the show, it's like we would have had to work for it to, like, get it up in the air and stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing. When I went there to see Miles and Janelle fly in the hot air balloon, it was surprising how much work they had to do. Like, they made Miles and Janelle pull the thing out onto the ground and stretch it out and then hold it up while it was being filled with air and stuff.
Yeah. Kind of had to roll it up and put it away.
You had to roll it up and put it away?
I don't think that it's safe at all.
It's not safe.
And there was two balloons launching from the site when we went, and the other balloon got caught on somebody's house and snagged and tore, and so they couldn't launch.
Yeah, they just didn't go.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to go and get another one, but they just didn't go.
Yeah.
In retrospect, I guess we should have gone as soon as I got here. So that we could have known, but...
At 11 p.m. at night?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, what I like about it was we were really, like, it was a Hail Mary. Like, let's go on a hot air balloon the night before you leave. Sunset hot air balloon.
Yeah.
There was no room for error. And we pulled it
off.
For
air or error?
Oh, thanks. Yeah. That's true.
Look, there's a cause tag.
Oh, nice. That's funny.
There's, oh yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's cause, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I hate doing stuff like folding a comforter or, like, putting a tent away.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
You know, and it's like a...
I wouldn't have done any of it.
It's like a gigantic version of that.
I would have been like, I'm the guest. I'm the talent. There is a grant for me to come here, so.
Yeah.
I had some other bad luck, though, while I've been here, like...
Oh.
Started off with us getting, when you picked me up at 11 p.m., we got trapped in the parkade.
Yeah. Well, explain that, what happened as soon as I picked you up.
Yeah, I mean, also the Indianapolis airport is, like, enormous. That was already confusing. Mm-hmm. And then I went and met you in the, what I call a parkade, which you guys have never heard that word before.
Yeah, a parking garage.
Parking garage.
Yeah. Parking garage. Can you say that?
I'm trying to learn so much.
I like parkade, though. Does it have a Q in it?
No, it doesn't have a Q in it. I'm, like, losing my Canadian spelling, though. It's like, kind of whack. Like, when I'm on Twitter, sometimes I'm like, maybe I'll spell this American some more.
Yeah,
people retweet it.
Yeah.
I mean, on X.
Or maybe people would yell at you more if you...
Lean into the Canadiana. But I got in, and then I don't know what happened. There was no exit sign, so we just kept going up around the, like, it was one of those things where it was like theoretically it was your fault, but I was in the car and was like, it's not his fault. There's no sign. We're just going up this labyrinth parkade.
It's not his fault. There's no sign. And I just met this guy and he's my contact and he's a complete idiot. He can't get out of the parking garage. He's so going up instead
we went
of down.
All the way up. And then you tried to like do the Austin Powers reverse like million point turn to get out because we were like, we went all the way up and then we're trapped in it. We were between two of the arm thingies.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, I was trying. Also, there was the actually, that's after I'll tell you that detail in a second. But I was like, I don't know if you should do this. I was trying not to be, I'm trying to be polite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying not to alpha over you guys, but you need me to, which I'll get to in a second about something else. But it, I was like, maybe you shouldn't turn around and go back down because what if we drive over those spiky things and get trapped? And then when we did get out of the parking lot, I said to you, I think your lights are not on. but then yesterday we went for dinner in Indianapolis. And we
wait,
it was
hold
like,
on though, your lights weren't on the entire time?
No, they like what I didn't
you drove up there without your lights
on?
No,
they weren't on. But one, as soon as we got on the main road, I was like, okay, I'm gonna tell them.
Well, he already made it so far with no lights. That means he's a better driver.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't I was even
in
need
the,
them.
I was in the zone, man.
Yeah.
I was in the zone. I was focused. I was like, all right, we're going to get Josiah. We're going to fly in a hot air balloon. I was focused.
Yeah.
And you were right. I'm telling you, you did nothing wrong. It's the universe against us. Because yesterday we went for food.
Well, before that, we had a wonderful day.
We
before
did.
Before all that, we had a... And in between, when you came home, had a wonderful time.
Yeah,
and we had a wonderful day.
Yeah, we had a wonderful
and
evening.
then we
did like we did. I got to experience. This should be like a tier of fandom, where someone gets to fly out to Bloomington and experience Gulch. in 4D.
Yeah,
we had a Alex day. We wandered around. We saw. I mean, I met the Chode today. Also, like I've experienced the whole thing.
Good.
I've experienced all of Gulch in real life, IRL.
Pretty much.
Did you go, oh, we went to Bee Foods. I feel like that's a thing we talk about on there.
Yeah, we went to Bee Foods. We went to, like, the Friends of the Library bookstore.
Yeah.
We walked around the farmer's market and didn't buy anything.
We went... Oh, and we went to the antique mall where I got this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's sick.
This,
Indiana jersey.
My Indiana jersey.
Okay, but then we did go to Indianapolis and... My friend Kevin, who's a hardcore foodie, recommended this Jamaican place. And so we went there. And
it was
nothing,
like fast casual,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah, it's
not
counter
like
service restaurant.
Counter service, fast casual. It did seem very American to me. Like, I feel like fast casual, that kind of place, with especially the fact that it's good food. Like, in Canada, a fast casual place, it's probably going to be really bad food.
Really?
I think, or like a crapshoot. Like, you, I don't know. There's less, it's more risky, I think. But yeah, we like.
Well, what's an example of a Canadian fast casual place?
Tim Hortons.
I mean, that's the thing. Like the most popular like chain in Canada that's like a fast casual restaurant is called Freshy, and it has two eyes, like Fresh II, and it's a disgusting like salad place that somehow fucked up salads. That's like the salads somehow. It's like Subway of salads, like. But almost like the quality of... Like, imagine if they just made salads with Subway ingredients. It's really bad.
I think they do. It's Subway.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. But
yeah, so we were waiting at this
like
restaurant.
Like, we did... We ordered separately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we were sitting there waiting.
Yeah. And then, like, the guy who ordered in front of me got his food, and it's like, all right. Then we started noticing people behind us ordered food.
We started thinking maybe one of us ordered something complicated, but they were all separate.
Yeah, we should have all got... Like, even if one guy ordered something complicated, the other two people should have had...
So, like, are we going to say the truth, or are we going to say what we allowed ourselves to say about how long it was? Because I know we said to ourselves, we can say this was 2 hours.
Front to back, it was 2 hours, but I think we waited for an hour.
I think we waited.
No, we ate for an hour and a half. It was an hour and a half.
Oh, really?
We ate quickly because we were like panic hungry.
We ate in like 5 minutes.
But so we kept like doing like passive aggressive stares at the counter. That didn't work.
I went up there.
Miles went up there, but I'll say this: Miles went up there, like it was like we have video. Like Miles would like went to the restroom, not washroom, as I would say, and then he kind of just like. Like, if Alex is the counter, Miles, like, after the restroom was like this.
Well, yeah, but I don't think my approach mattered. I think what I said and what I didn't say was the downfall.
But I think your approach was part of what you said. It was the...
No, but if she said... If she gets... The answer she gave me was,
you made it
it's
seem
coming.
Like, you made it seem like you were just like, I happen to be over here right now, and I was just wondering if perhaps...
Yeah, but even if I was that polite and she said it's coming and I'd be like, could you check on it because it's been an hour? Like that,
yeah,
I should have just
followed.
I should have just stayed there to follow up. But
what
I just trusted her.
What did you actually say to her?
I said, "Hey, just checking on my order," and she goes, "It's coming."
Too casual. Yeah, it's too polite. Too polite.
But no, usually that works for me. That
is like, that like a Hoosier thing?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm trying to become a Hoosier.
You could definitely... That would... 9 times out of 10, that would get results for me, for sure.
How long do I have to be here to be able to say I'm a Hoosier?
I think you're a Hoosier if you come here. Like, if you come here intentionally.
Yeah. Yeah. If you go to Indiana on vacation, you're a Hoosier, for sure.
What if it's paid for by the city of Bloomington?
Hey, you're a Hoosier, man.
You're a Hoosier in heart.
That's a term that is not gatekeeped. Being gatekept whatsoever, I think. You know, no one wants
that. But what if I gentrify it?
Oh, please.
yeah.
Then there'll be more fast casual places to choose from.
Yeah.
No, so then, you know, the food still didn't arrive like that. I think it was still a good 20 minutes after that.
Yeah.
And it still wasn't there. And then I went up to the counter, and I walked directly to the counter.
Yeah.
And I said... In fact, the look on my face, this is what happened. I walked directly to the counter, and the look on my face was so telling so much that she said to me, "What's your name again, and what did you order?"
Oh!
I didn't even have to... My body language was like... I was ready to Karen out.
You had the hangry desk stare.
Yeah.
Or death stare, the pre-Karen.
That was... I was like... Pre-Karen mode.
Yeah.
And then
like,
it turned out that...
We need to get this white boy some... get this white boy some chicken.
So it turned out that they hadn't printed any of our tickets, and we had been sitting there with no order on the thing for 90
for
minutes.
For an hour and a half, yeah.
So that's what... But because we were all very hangry...
Uh-huh.
We ate our food... The manager came over and said, "I'm really sorry this took so long. I'll give you each 10% off your thing."
Yeah.
Which actually, have you checked? Has anyone checked
no,
their
I
credit card?
You
I'm
checked?
Check right now.
You checked last night. There was no 10%.
There was
off.
No 10%.
But
off.
The 10% off is a slap in the face.
One, the food was delicious.
Well, that's what I'm getting to.
Delicious.
So the food was like, I thought that I was going to be so grumpy that I was not going to be able to enjoy the food.
Yeah.
And then it was like kind of transcendent.
Mm-hmm.
It was like
it
so
was
good.
Amazing. Dude, like Janelle was like, "Even if it's really good, I'm never coming back."
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
First bite, Miles was like, "I'm definitely coming back."
And then we,
like,
yeah,
first
like,
bite.
So
bro.
We like, so Miles was saying that Miles like loved it so much. And then even all night at the show, I could like overhear Miles between sets, like telling every single person, like, it was so good. And Alex, you said the same thing. You loved it.
Yeah, I did.
And then
I
as soon ribs. As we got in the car, you were like fuming again. You were pissed off all over again about the, was it the 10% or the.
Well, I got re-angry. So I was really angry, and then I ate, and I felt okay, and I'm like, yummy. And then I thought about it again, and I got re-angry, and like I was like, you know what? They should have given us that for free.
Yeah.
And then I was like, or they should have at least given me another beer. And then you guys were like, they offered you another beer.
Yeah.
And you turned it down.
You missed the cue. So we all made a vow last night. To sleep on it, whether or not the restaurant was going to be to go there again. I told you guys I'm never going to change. I don't change my mind once I've decided.
Yeah.
I loved it because of, I love, As soon as it was done, I loved the experience of waiting for 90 minutes with you guys. It made it, like, even the bad. Yeah. I loved the whole thing. It was like, it was something to remember. So I'm pro this restaurant. But Alex, you got to go last. Miles?
Yeah, I'm pro too. I like.
But you've never wavered.
I've never wavered. I always thought it was good. And I don't even regret waiting. And I especially think, like, the timing was perfect. Because we ate, and then we rolled up to the show, and it started right then. Yeah. If we had gotten served at a normal time, we would have eaten, gotten to the show during an awkward period when everyone was, like, setting up and stuff. And then we just would have, like, been in that big, empty, humid room.
Which, I mean, I think you guys are, like, I'm really learning how tight-knit this whole community is. And you guys were, like, you know, just socialites. Like, you would have been great if we showed up early. But for me, it was great because I was, like, I could ease in
deluge. It was a blessing. The whole experience was a blessing in disguise.
So you,
and we learned from it. We grew from it.
Do you think that you would be more assertive with your eye, with your scowling and your direct walking to the counter, or are you going to stick with
I'm going to stick with my approach. I'm going to stick with my approach, but I think I will maintain my follow-up. I tend to just trust people when they say something's coming.
I agree. I trusted them. I thought, maybe they just... To know that the tickets were never printed is, like, really going to haunt me, I think.
Yeah.
But...
Well, she said we're running out of paper.
Oh, really?
When I was ordering, she said, just a second, we ran out of paper.
That's new information. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow, yeah, I didn't know that either. Because the other lady made it seem like it was a shift change.
It was a shift change.
But the lady who took our order didn't even leave. She was still there.
Yeah, but she started doing different stuff.
Yeah.
But...
She also apologized to other people for the wait and not us.
Yeah, she apologized to the people behind us for the wait.
It's like, it's tough out there. It's tough out there to be a consumer nowadays. But I mean, so Miles and I are pro.
Yeah.
Alex, at this point in time, how do you feel about that restaurant?
I'm pro. I loved it. Yeah. It was like the best food I've had in like forever.
It was so good.
And like, and I was really, really, you know, like if I can be that angry and then forgive.
Yeah.
Then.
But then you I always forgive. That's interesting. At what point did you forgive? Before you got re-angry? Or maybe you hadn't truly forgiven them yet until this morning?
Well, so I think, I think I really truly forgave, like, in this instance right here, listening to us all talk about it. Because I'm thankful for...
Because you didn't want to go against the majority opinion.
You're peer pressured into forgiveness, and that's a good thing.
I'm thankful to have had that experience. If you go through a challenging experience with some people, you know, that's a bonding experience.
It's true.
We're like trauma bonded to that restaurant forever.
And I think, you know, I think we've deepened our friendship this weekend.
Absolutely.
And if we were going to do that, I'd rather be trauma bonded in a Jamaican restaurant than on a hot air balloon.
Definitely.
Yeah. I would go back. Like, maybe I'll go back tomorrow.
Yeah, when you dropped Josiah off.
Yeah. We missed the flight because we're
eating Jamaican.
Yeah.
Then we could rebook the balloon.
Yeah.
You get me to live here.
Yeah, if you just live here, then we could fly in the balloon
you just
still.
Want a body to wander around aimlessly with you every weekend.
It was nice.
It was great.
It was nice. Like, I was like, yeah, this is just my routine. You want to, like, go eat ice cream or something? And you're like, yeah.
I have. That was the ice cream place from the ice cream review, right?
Yeah, one of them.
Oh, you went to that one. Okay, yeah. Yeah, like, I also have been, like, looking at Wendy's and thinking, oh, I bet you those are the fries that they had.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, actually, it was a West Side Wendy's that we went
to. Oh, shit.
Yeah. But, you know, it was ice cream. It was the ice cream. That was the chocolate mousse.
Oh, this is going to sound cool in here.
Oh, yeah, we're going into the tunnel.
Someone's got their SoundCloud promoted on here.
Oh, I saw, like, a SoundCloud video was filmed in here or something.
I think it said Wood Huff Productions, if anyone wants to check that out.
Wood Huff.
Wood Huff Productions.
Oh, this sounds good in here.
Yeah.
We should stay in here for a sec.
You want to stay yeah. in there?
Yeah,
let's well, stay in there. It's terribly uncomfortable.
It sounds good.
All right. I guess we can kind of squat. Yeah.
Pop a squat.
Yeah, so like me and Josiah were like walking around all day just like calling the hot air balloon guy and just like and looking at the sky.
What was the thing he texted you that was like so insanely confusing?
Oh yeah, he was like,
he said like,
let's see, I'll look. He was like, the weather is not looking good. He was like, the weather is not looking good.
He said, it was like,
since
he said,
you're in town, I can't wait to make a decision.
Yeah, and we're like, do you mean you're excited to make a decision or you can't postpone it any longer?
I think he meant he can wait, and it was a typo.
Whoa.
As somebody who's used to communicating with you, I kind
of... But again, this is why I needed to be here, because none of this was Alex's fault, and it's other than maybe not having your lights on. Everything else was not your fault. I've been here. I'm his guardian angel this weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're right. It was a typo.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what
I
is...
I can wait?
What is he... Yeah, he's like, since you're in town... I can wait to see if
the weather changes. Yeah.
And I had misunderstood that.
So then we needed to tell him, except there's someone who flew here on a connecting flight through Chicago.
Yeah.
From Canada.
No, I told him that.
Yeah.
And he was like, I think that's why he didn't just cancel it in the morning.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, he was like, oh, like, we're going to, like, it might clear up.
Yeah.
He was worried about it.
Because it was clear all day. Like, I was ready to balloon. Actually, when we were on our walk earlier and there was a chance we would start earlier, I didn't tell you, but my stomach started turning. I was like, oh my God, I'm so scared.
Yeah, if three Americans and one Canadian are in a hot air balloon crash, where do they bury the survivors?
I know this too well. Do you know Alex?
They don't.
Yeah.
Because they're survivors.
Precisely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bitch, I lived.
I bet you we would survive. People must survive.
Yeah, I don't think it's... I think it would just float gently down and you'd kind of bounce and it would be uncomfortable, but we'd be fine. Like, it's not like it would pop and then go... Yeah, I actually think it'd be hard to mess up. I'm sure the like number of deaths per year via hot air balloon is like single digit worldwide.
Yeah.
What's the vibe like in terms of, you know, thinking, oh, I have no service anyway, so that's
yeah,
oh,
we're, in a tunnel.
But if you think of something on the on the pod,
yeah.
Is it kosher to look it up or no?
Yeah.
I think it's a podcast, on your show.
Yeah, as long as it's a swiftly Googleable.
Okay.
But you can also just give up.
Yeah, I think it's better to, like, just kind of say, like, a half. Like, Miles, I noticed you did something that I always do last night and said something that you saw a headline of.
Yeah.
And then someone asked for more information and you're like, oh, I only read the headline. Like,
yeah.
That's what a podcast should be, is, like, people who've just read the headline.
Yeah.
Maybe speaking about it with expertise.
That could be your next... project.
Headlines.
Just like, I should just do like straight up fake news.
Well, like when I listen to Democracy Now, I usually turn it off after like the first like 5 minutes, because the first 5 minutes is like they just like basically just list headlines.
Yeah.
Right.
Who,
and then,
what, when,
and then
where.
The rest of the show is Amy Goodman being like, I have to cut you off in 3 seconds.
Yeah. But then pausing to take a drink of water directly into the microphone. Yeah.
Jesus.
But like,
so cool. I think I know someone who's like, I know someone who produces the show through Twitter.
Oh, really?
And nice. It's such a blur now, but so I can't remember if I directly reached out or if I always planned to, but I definitely like dreamed of making Amy Goodman talk about Blink-182.
That would have been amazing. She has to be so busy.
Yeah.
She has to be so busy. Oh my God. Imagine every single day.
Yeah, single day a new tragedy to report.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm like, what do you think of the 90s?
Yeah. She'd be like, well, Josiah... You know, like,
she's so cool.
Yeah, I like that show. Yeah, but yeah, definitely. I haven't read an article in ages. Only headlines.
Well, once you that's click like through, it's all it like now. There's so many ads. It's impossible to even read anything.
Yeah, and actually, I think a lot of the best headlines tell you everything you need to know. I think the headline you're talking about is I saw that there's going to be 2 supermoons.
Yeah, that's what it was. And then someone said to you, "What's a supermoon?" And you're like,
Yeah, because I don't think that anyone knows. No. I think it's like it's a made up thing, low key.
Do you think there's been a like rise in people talking about the moon in the last like 5 years?
Yes,
I think so too. Like, I didn't know about all these different moons.
Yeah, but I think it peaked when people first learned what a blood moon was. I think that was the peak of moon discourse, and everything's since. I think we've been on the downswing.
So,
and the more moons, it's like later generations of Pokemon, where it's like you only remember the first 150.
So what's a blood moon?
A blood moon. Actually, yeah, I don't know. But I think a blood moon's one that actually looks red. But then, like, the harvest moon and the wolf moon and the spider moon and all that.
Yeah.
I think that's just varies.
Those were just made for, like, people to have song titles.
Well, then a blue moon, I think, is when there's 2 full moons in a month, which is what August will have. There's a full moon August 1st, and there will be a blue moon on the 31st.
And that happens once every 2 years.
Is that so?
Yeah, because remember one time we were saying, like, how, like, when people say once in a blue moon, what does that mean? How long is that? And then we looked it up and it said 2 years.
So biannual.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing, like, I don't really think about that kind of stuff or astrology or whatever. But I do sincerely think that I have worse insomnia whenever there's a full moon.
I think full moon affects things.
Lunar
sure.
effect.
Yeah.
Lunar effect.
But
true.
You can't find any information about it.
Yeah.
There's a Wikipedia, lunar effect.
Oh, well, that's good.
And the animals are more active at the nighttime because there's more light out.
But does it say anything about insomnia?
I think maybe humans are animals.
Well, we could edit that.
Yeah, we
could just edit it.
And also, humans are animals, so it gives them insomnia.
But I also sometimes wonder if I do believe in astrology based on Facebook birthdays, when it tells you whose birthday it is. And like some weeks you're like, I don't give a fuck about any of these people. And maybe it's because, and then other weeks you're like, oh, that's like a bunch of different people I like from different walks of life.
You're a Leo.
Yeah.
And you, Miles is a Libra.
Yep.
And I'm a Leo rising, a Gemini. He's a Gemini rising.
What does that mean, rising?
Are you Gemini moon or rising?
I don't remember.
Do you have to know, like, when you're...
Yeah, that's the annoying part. It's like the birthday...
They're making it more complicated.
Astrology had to say the birthday stuff that you just said doesn't matter. And what really matters is the other stuff.
Well, I was just saying, like, that all of our signs kind of track, like...
That we would get along.
Friends. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. Not that there's one where, like, Miles wants to kill me or something.
Maybe our rising signs are incompatible.
Maybe. Yeah.
Is that it? There's moon also. What does that mean?
The moon is like your emotional life.
That one's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Someone spray painted the word poop on this tree.
That's really good.
And it's like vertical.
Yeah, when it's vertical on a tree, it looks more like a forestry person put it there to mark it.
That's where like the park ranger poops.
This is cool. But when it's cold, maybe you could like sled or luge down here?
Yeah, that's like what I was thinking when Miles was saying that you could still slide on it. I was thinking like maybe you could sled on it, but I've never heard of anyone doing that.
Also, I don't understand. This was just one big water slide that went to a tiny pond in the bottom.
I guess
it wasn't like a water park.
There was like a summer camp out here, and like we might even be able to find the an old cabin. I've seen an old cabin out here.
Love yourself and beetles.
I always thought it the slide went down into Lake Monroe, which would be really cool. But I think it's just a slide next to it. Yeah. Maybe it's not a very fast slide.
Going to a water park seems in my mind like something that would still be so fun, but it's probably horrible.
It's not. I don't like water parks.
Did you ever?
Probably, but now it's like there's so much like waiting on hot metal, concrete, and you're like you're holding an inner tube. You know, like you're always holding a huge inner tube.
Yeah.
Waiting on stairs.
Oh, true.
At the water park.
Also, the ones where you don't have a tube, I feel like there's always screws that snapping on your... little kids maybe are more narrow.
Oh, yeah. They're really narrow. Well, yeah. Did you ever go down a water slide and just like...
Oh, just yeah.
Like, the big ones, they just slap your back so and then bad. Your back's all red.
But look how like inviting that is to slide down. Like, I want to slide down that so bad.
Do it. See if we can just, like, scooch.
Scooch your booch.
Okay, you guys saw Zoom the video of that cop that, like, is flying?
Oh, yeah.
How did that happen?
Like, he... I think that's the other thing is, like, once you're an adult, it's hard to read, like, how physics are going to work with your adult body.
Yeah, because you're so used to being a kid and doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this bush. It's, like, spray painted.
Oh, whoa.
This bush looks beautiful, actually, even though I don't support it being spray painted.
Yeah.
It'll probably hurt the bush, but it looks really cool, like psychedelic.
Yeah, this is a very psychedelic place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm freaking out.
We're kind of high up right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how we ended up back up here.
Wait. We didn't start up here.
We didn't start.
I know.
We went down.
We started from ground level, then we went up the tube.
Now we're like as high as a hot air balloon.
Yeah. I wonder if anything we just said got picked up.
Look at this sky. Look how clear it is.
Yeah.
Dude.
I wouldn't focus on that.
Dude, if I see a hot air balloon tonight.
You should shoot it with a BB gun.
Yeah, I swear. Look, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's a perfect, beautiful sky.
I don't know what
rain,
gusts
no storm,
about.
No gust, no wind.
It says it's going to rain in 48 minutes.
Oh. Well, yeah.
But I think he's lying. I feel
like a hot air balloon could still launch in the rain.
I think he's just trying to sabotage us and ruin our lives. He probably applied for the same grant and didn't get it.
He's like, yeah, I want to record a podcast in my hot air balloon.
So what are these?
And he's
things?
Like, they stole my idea.
It's probably where they just had like chlorine or other harsh pool chemicals.
Yeah, some kind of that. This is a little bit scary because if you look down in there, there's like. No way you're getting out if you fall in there.
Oh.
They're like pretty deep and there's no like
Should
way
I
to climb
in?
Up the side.
Yeah.
It's like some Elisa Lam. It's like some Elisa Lam type
who?
Stuff. Remember the person who went missing at that hotel on Skid Row in Hollywood or in downtown Los Angeles?
No.
You don't know Elisa Lam? You really have
esoteric one. References. You were talking about Jerry Springer's security guard yesterday.
Oh, yeah. When me and Miles were at the Steve show, like, these guys were like, Steve Marino? What is he, like, Steve Wilkos' son? Hey, that wasn't me making the reference. That was those random guys
true.
In San Francisco.
Yeah. You were saying it was a bad reference.
It's a horrible joke. Well, it's a non-joke.
I like the non-joke of someone named Steve also naming their son Steve and
but
changing
a different
the last name.
Does Steve Marino does Steve have a similar vibe to Steve Wilkos?
Not at all. Steve Wilkos, not at all. He's a bald security guard on Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is he, Steve Wilkos' son? They could have said, is he Dan Marino's son?
Yeah.
Well, but that's... See, the joke is still that it's Steve. And
yeah.
Like, a family... Because I think in, like, maybe Northern European or or Iceland, like there was this girl in my school named, her last name was Kristen Dotter, like Dotter, and it's because her mom's name is Kristen, so her last name became Kristen Dotter or something. I don't know why I said it like that, but I don't think that was right. And actually, I think my 20th high school anniversary is like today or tomorrow.
Oh, whoa.
And I'm here instead to go on a hot air balloon. But I thought that was interesting, like if your kid's last name would be different, or like, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
So yeah, her mom's name was Kristen, and her name is Kristen Dotter?
Her last name is, yeah. Hmm. So then your last name always changes. It's almost what I'm saying, but I'm saying it would be like Steve and then just anything.
Yeah.
Steve-son.
Steve-son.
And then he moves to Japan, and they call him Steve-sen.
That would be a funny, like, Nepo baby trajectory, too. Like, dude, did you see Steve Marino's dad has a Wikipedia article, but it's just the security guard from Jerry Springer? I don't think that counts. I think that's, like, a normal paying job. You probably, like, barely make six figures as the security guard on Jerry Springer.
Well, he got a show afterwards.
Oh, okay.
He got his own show.
His dad is the guy who's jacking off on the ejaculation Wikipedia.
Yeah, and you think it, like, you think it's, like, a... Man, that's funny, because, like, you would think it's a video from, like, the Kinsey Institute or, like, a,
I mean,
you know, like...
You're going to have to check it out yourself. There is, like, it's a plain backdrop, but it's, like, also there's no, like, credit or anything, and it's just, like, I don't know. Who would, like, you'd think there'd be a trail.
It's like clearly in his apartment.
I bet, no,
right,
I
at
bet,
his computer
no,
chair.
You can definitely look who uploaded it. You got to go to the edit history. And I bet it's on the talk page, too. There is this, like, this is going to be a boring story and one that we can edit out.
No, that's good.
But, and it's going to be hard and convoluted to explain, but
okay.
I'm going to
do
it anyway. So I got this, like, Instagram ad for this show called Banded, which is, like, an American Idol for rock bands, except it's, like, it's only on this, like, really low-rent cable station. Like, it's, like, nobody's watching this show. But there's, like, these... Four or five bands are competing and writing songs together.
It sounds like an amazing show.
Yeah, and it's like the weirdest, it's like the most random articulation of people. Like they have, like one of the bands is called like a Honeysuckle Rose, and it's like, you know, this like older kind of southern rock couple, but then the musicians they put them with are these like a Zoomer, like septum piercing, like technical metal kids, and it's just like the most random articulations of people mashed together. And then they pair each band with a singer, with a songwriter and coach too. And one of the songwriters and coaches is this girl named Wendy Starland, and a woman named Wendy Starland, and the band that she's coaching is called Starland. So it's like clearly her vehicle. And that band won, which makes me think it's all fake. Anyway, this woman, Wendy Starland, and I looked at her Instagram profile. She has like a million followers. Her face is like face tuned to like hell and back. Like it's like crazy looking. And I'm like, who is this woman? And so I look her up. She has, and her claim to fame is discovering Lady Gaga. And she has this crazy Wikipedia article that she clearly wrote herself.
Oh, yeah.
And it says like, there's a section called painting, and it's like a pull quotes like Wendy Starland is the like a modern day Picasso, her paintings are blah blah blah. But then like a week later I discovered that her Wikipedia article was the number one most viewed article on Wikipedia somehow.
What?
Like it must have been like bot traffic or something. But then I looked at,
wait,
the,
how did you see that?
Because on the Wikipedia app, which I highly recommend,
oh,
they show you the most popular Wikipedia articles.
Whoa.
Each day. So like you, it was like you know, it was like Oppenheimer, Barbie,
Barbenheimer,
which has a Wikipedia page,
yeah, sure,
and then Wendy Starland, and then the talk page was people going crazy, being like, none of this conforms to Wikipedia's legitimacy standards. Like, this needs citations, this needs that, and then someone else is chiming in and like reverting all the edits that they,
oh,
like it's like a Wikipedia war.
That's amazing. Whoa. I love that,
dude.
I have it on good authority that like not from my own job, from someone close to me's job, that like wannabe thought leader like tech CEOs, they, because you know like they can just like delete it if it's not like quantifiable or whatever. But apparently you just like pay 10 grand and then people will do it like perfectly for you to have your Wikipedia like set up.
Really?
So, yeah. So maybe that's all Wendy needs to do. But I mean, maybe it's working too.
Yeah. I mean, she got a lot of views.
Wikipedia also is clearly not like work. I mean, actually, that guy hasn't begged for money in a while.
I think they do. I mean, but I feel like Wikipedia is like, I've never donated to it, but theoretically, I don't have any qualms
donating. It's definitely the one person who we should definitely all donate to.
Yeah, it's like the most useful, it's the one useful internet resource remaining.
Facts.
Which can be found on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I would donate to him.
I don't think you donate to him. I think you donate to the organization.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe, so maybe that's why he's made himself too much of the face of, like, he's so,
I don't know who the face of, when I picture the face of Wikipedia, I picture a globe of puzzle pieces.
Yeah. You never seen that guy? He like,
no, I don't know.
He put like a PNG of himself.
I almost don't want to see it. I've never seen it.
Really? You don't want to see?
Yeah, I don't want to see. I don't want to, think of Wikipedia as this collectivist.
Wait, like, I searched Wikipedia guy and it's like not who I thought. This isn't the guy. What the fuck? Who's this guy?
I just saw him.
That's not him.
He looks like Danny DeVito.
No, it's not. That's not the Wikipedia guy. This guy's name is Stephen Pruitt, and he's an American Wikipedia editor with the highest number of edits made to the English Wikipedia. He's done over 5 million edits. That's not the guy. That's not the founder.
Do you think he wrote, edited his own profile?
For sure.
He must have. He was named as one of the 25 most important influencers on the internet by Time magazine in 2017. I think the word influencer meant probably something different back then.
You know, I bet he has a lot of homies that are also involved in the same sort of thing that he is. I bet he didn't write his own.
And his great great grandfather has blue text. So fucking Nepo baby. Over again.
That's the thing about the balloon guy. We were texting the balloon guy. He had green text messages.
Yeah.
And then Josiah was like, well, I don't trust him. He's got green text messages. And I was like, he's a hot air balloon pilot, you know?
Like, I feel like that's also, if we had been in the hot air balloon, the entire thing would have just been me asking him about the minutia of being a hot, like, are you a pilot or are you
That would be good. When I went, I talked to my guy a lot. Yeah, he.
So do you have any insights for us?
Well, I didn't like take notes, but he said he's like, ever since I was a little kid, I've always wanted to be a hot air balloon guy. I think he said he used to be, he has a pilot's license, but he was never a commercial pilot or anything. He said that people come from all over, and Bloomington's like a mini haven for hot air balloons.
Well, it's in the pamphlet. It's in the brochure, right here.
There's not a cloud. Like, it's so clear right now. It's so nice.
Maybe the guy just didn't feel like working.
I think he just didn't feel. I think he maybe didn't.
Dude,
like
you should
me.
Just text him right now.
Be like, text him a picture of the sky. Yeah. No, like words. No words, just a picture of the clear blue sky.
Why don't you think he liked you?
I don't know. No, I don't. I'm just playing.
Yeah.
He loved me.
I don't think he. I don't know. There was something off with the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And again, maybe I've just have Alex. Maybe I've been with Alex too long that I'm defending him. But I Alex was saying the same things I would say, and it was still very miss. I mean, you did both keep missing each other's calls as well.
We were playing phone tag.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Let's fucking everyone spam the Yelp reviews of this place. I'm just kidding.
No, don't do that. Yeah.
Also, I did check the Yelp reviews of the Jamaican restaurant.
They're flawless.
They're basically flawless.
Yeah.
I did find one semi-controversial thing.
What was it?
Somebody asked them to hang a pride flag, and they said, we accept everyone here, but we're not going to hang that. And then they think that person was spamming them with one-star reviews. So there is some kind of, I don't know, it feels like not my...
Yeah.
That's not really my purview to worry about. But there was none about the time.
Yeah, nothing about the time. And honestly, if I go, I'm going to go back. I'm gonna go.
Dude,
back.
I kind of want to go there right
back.
Now.
Yeah, I want to go so bad.
I believe in second chances. Mm, and can you imagine how much forgiveness, how much more happy we'll be if we get our food in a normal time?
No,
and
but
stuff?
Wow. One thing is, when food is really good, and then you go back to the same place and get it again, it's almost never as good.
Yeah,
I'm never going back.
However, if the service is better, maybe it'll be okay that the food's not as
good.
Well,
if you order a different dish. Then yeah, it's like, true. How do you even...
But then what if you accidentally order, like, the weird thing?
Well, that's a roll of the dice. You gotta take risks in life.
It's true.
You know?
That's why we're here.
That's why we're all here.
Yeah, we took a risk.
I mean,
it paid off.
The balloonist didn't take a risk. He could have said, I'm going to risk it all for clout.
He could have risked it.
I could have been so big with a bunch of post-ironic 30-year-olds on the internet.
Yeah.
But instead, he saved our lives.
Yeah.
I wonder what
he's probably doing right now. He's probably just drinking a Coors Light on his porch.
Just looking at the sky.
Yeah, and chuckling.
You know, he's flying a kite. Right.
Except he's not flying a kite because there's no wind.
There's no wind.
25-mile-per-hour gusts.
I see, like, look, the trees. The trees are not even moving. Not at all.
This is insane.
Wow.
But
let me see if he called me.
He called you.
What if he called me and he's like, hey, man, I changed my mind. Nah, he didn't call me.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's going to be hearing from the City of Bloomington granting committee. About
he will be.
Yeah, he doesn't know what powerful forces he's going to what's going to be unleashed.
But I was saying to Alex, like, because, I don't have a podcast anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was thinking maybe, you know, if I do a podcast from a hot air balloon, it'll be my last ever podcast I ever have to do. But I didn't do it, so now maybe this means this, you know,
you could
God opening a window.
Yeah, you could move here, and then you could sub in for one of us. Like, occasionally, we could just rotate out. I think that would benefit everybody involved.
Yeah. I'll just live in the Marriott. Yeah. I'll start playing bass in Full Stride sometimes. Yeah.
You can go to Secretly Canadian and push boxes around sometimes too.
Yeah, what do you want me to do for you?
Shit, I'm good, man.
Oh, man.
You're just trying to sub out.
I'm the struggle bus.
No,
it's cool. I'm not struggling, man. Life is beautiful, even through suffering.
Exactly. Everybody struggles and everybody suffers.
Facts.
Yeah, like when you're waiting for Jamaican food.
Yeah.
That did feel like actually purgatory. Like it was it wasn't uncomfortable, but it was just uncomfortable enough to be like, I really hate sitting here for 90 minutes.
And then
minutes.
We went to heaven. It's like everybody talks about purgatory like you're going to go to hell. But
that's
we went
true.
To purgatory and we were good.
And then we went to heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Let's see if we can walk down the slide without falling. We're doing good on time.
We're
cooking.
Oh, no, we're cooking.
Yeah.
Sometimes purgatory can feel like a car park, you know?
A parkade.
Wait, who says car park?
A British guy say car park.
Oh. British guys say car park. Canadian guys say parkade.
And American guys
go down the slide a little bit.
Say parking garage.
Go down.
Which
go down it? Oh. I feel like our faces are covered. No?
Oh yeah, they are covered.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, this is like fun. I'm not trying to make you like hard style, but you might have to. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm glad I didn't drop my camera out of a balloon.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
Instead, I'll just trip and smash it on this graffiti.
I've seen you trip like 3 or 4 times.
Because I'm wearing these dumbass shoes.
They're supposed to be all conditioned.
He's wearing like Toxic Avenger
shoes. No, these
aren't
even ACGs.
Oh, they aren't?
No. But I was admiring yours. I have the same ones in all black.
You see my Crocs? I got the Blink 155 gibbet still.
Hell yeah.
How much grip do you have on your shoes?
Oh, I got new Crocs.
I just re-upped.
Yeah, I re-upped.
Way to go.
They look quite broken in.
Oh, yeah. They're like my main shoe. I'm like this in this weird phase where I never wear shoes.
Like, I only wear, like, Crocs or Tevas.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're on, like, a barefoot is legal tip.
I think he's one step away from barefoot is legal.
I would really like to do that, well, but actually, also...
Kanye was just being barefoot.
Yeah, he was barefoot legal. In France. But, you know, yeah, the barefoot is legal, guys, that's a funny Facebook group. Have you ever gone on that Facebook?
I feel like that's like an OG funny Facebook group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, let me get a photo of you in here, too.
Okay.
All right.
Dude, why am I so zoomed in?
This is like the most... You look like the most whack struggle rappers.
Well, you know, you know.
We're from the family tree of old school hip-hop.
So kick off your shoes and relax yourself.
Dude, Miles, that thing you posted last night on Twitter?
Yeah.
The username was so funny.
I didn't even notice the username.
But I already forget what it was.
I just thought it was funny that someone called a 12-minute long YouTube video a documentary that they made. The rise and fall of Def
Jux.
Is it Jux or Jux?
I always say Jux.
Because isn't it like... I feel like I didn't have the vocabulary back then.
Because it's short for juxtaposition.
Yeah, def juxtaposition, like it's like...
But what is def short for? Definitive?
Yeah. What does
def just means cool.
I know, but where does it come from?
Like def jam, high def, I don't know.
Yeah, def jam.
I think it's short for definitive juxtaposition.
Wait, so def jux is also riffing on def jam?
I think so, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, we're like that, but we're more doper.
We're more of a juxtaposition.
Yeah, we're juxtaposing.
We're juxtaposing rap music with white guys.
Yeah. I like LP, though.
I'm more into 7-inch.
Boom.
I like CD and tape.
I like CD.
Oh, Miles, so the other thing I've noticed while... here,
uh-huh,
is that there's really no escaping the community that you're in, and you can't have like a grumpy day where you don't talk to anyone, or
you could just stay home.
You'd have to stay home, but then even still someone might stop by for a chat probably,
or text you or message you online and
there's
be
no
like
escape
why
from,
didn't he answer me
from friendship. So today Alex and I were trying to strategize. I mean, well, I guess, first of all, how do you feel about stopping chats when you're walking?
Good about them.
You're okay
good.
With them?
Yeah.
You're never like, oh, I don't want to stop and chat with this person.
I don't know. I just don't. I feel like it's always mutual.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just be like, hey.
Yeah, you're so gregarious and friendly.
You don't have to do a stop and chat here because you'll just see that person... like 2 days from now at the function
so you're saying
or
people,
later that day.
Yeah, there's no point in stopping chatting because it's like you're never...
Oh, so you don't do them?
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. It's not like that. It's not like that here.
Well, today Alex was telling me that what he does to avoid it...
Well, I don't do this. I used to do it when I lived in Brooklyn.
Oh, in Brooklyn? Okay, because here it's just like your whole entire life is one big stop and chat,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Yeah.
You're stopped and chatting at all times.
Yeah.
But so this was in Brooklyn. I missed that context.
Yeah.
You did test it today, though.
I did. I remembered it.
What's the trick?
So you see someone walking towards you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, real quick, let me tell you what I told Alex. So in Montreal, like someone who I know very well because I'm really good friends with his sibling... I see him all the time, and, you know, it's a big city. We were both out running errands, an empty sidewalk, like, from here to here width. He's walking this way, I'm walking this way. I didn't want to do a stop and chat. I was going to, like, pick up dinner or whatever, you know, I'm in a rush. He didn't want to, but instead of doing, like, the nod and look, empty sidewalk, he, like, craned his neck, and almost as if there was, like, a car accident, but there wasn't. He was just, like, looking at a store across the street and just walked.
Yeah.
It was, like, so bizarre.
I have experienced times where it's, like, yeah, when the two parties mutually pretend like they don't see each other, it just seems like it's always mutual. I'm game for whatever. But if someone acts like they don't see me, I'm going to act like I don't see them, too.
I always think, what if they didn't see me, but then they notice me and think I didn't see them? So I usually do the stop and chat and make us late for everything.
Yeah.
But your trick is, you see them walking towards you, and then you say their name sillily,
mm-hmm.
and just keep walking. Like, you'd be like, Miles, and just keep walking.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good. So, like,
but you tried it today on someone.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of cyclists slowed down in front of us, so we had to naturally slow down as you did it. And then the person, like, kind of stopped a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and it was really awkward.
Yeah.
And then you tried it again, like, half a block later, and you couldn't remember if you said the right name.
I almost leaned into this, and, like, this barbed wire just, like,
this is very dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, in order for that to work, you both got to be moving at a steady clip, and if they slow down, you do not slow down. But you don't ever act like you don't see them, but you say their name in a funny voice. So, Josiah! Josiah!
And then
they'll laugh and they'll be like, ooh, he said my name. And
the first one you did was more of like kind of a jock voice.
Well, see, I had forgotten how to do it, because I for some reason developed that as like a thing to do, like, in New York, because like everybody that I worked with also lived in the same neighborhood, so we'd often run into each other like on the street, but like I didn't want to hang out with my coworkers, so I would just do that, like, you know.
But you went with the high pitch. What was the, do the jock voice. What was the jock voice?
I was like, hey! it came out all jocular today.
Jocular?
Yeah. So, like, and I was, yeah, because I was not used to doing it. But, like, you know, I think, yeah, really any funny voice would be good.
I actually think it's easy to, it's, like, paradoxically really easy to avoid people here, too, because it's a car town. Like, you can just drive. You just drive in your car and go to the, like, remote Kroger on the south side.
I just, like, I'm always, like, kind of scanning. If I don't want to talk to someone, I'm always scanning, like, multiple blocks away. And then I might take a dip through an alley or something. I should just learn how to, you know, not speak for so long. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Hey, it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The gift of gab.
With great power.
The gift of gab. Dude, Blackalicious.
Wait, is that...
That was the name of the rapper, I think. Blackalicious. You guys ever fuck with that?
Not really. So. That was some, like, C-tier.
Maybe that's for older guys. Like, yeah. They had, like, the song where they list off all of the chemical compounds or something.
I remember Black Sheep.
Oh yeah. Well, that's a classic. That's a classic golden era hip hop group.
Maybe it's time to get really into, like, extremely lame 2001.
I think it is time, because if that indie sleaze stuff is any indication, like,
we need to counter it with, like, some conscious truth bombs.
Yeah, and I think, like, indie sleaze to freak folk to folk punk might happen.
Oh no.
Oh.
Yeah.
True. Like,
yeah, you're downtown, like, Kenya Dawson stuff, and then you're, like...
Yeah, I've been, like, people have been, like, kind of, like, playing the Juno soundtrack at work, and, like, Belle and Sebastian and stuff a lot.
Oh! Do you think freak folk ever... I mean, well, Miles, you're saying that because you're, like, a Sung Tong's head now. But I don't know if freak folk ever really left. I think they just, like, changed the branding slightly.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be... Retro Brandon. Scooby-Doo. MAGA Scooby-Doo.
Retro Brandon.
MAGA Scooby.
MAGA. Well, I think that's our episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
That was worth flying here for.
Yeah.
How you doing, Laura?
Good.
Good. All right, well, should we plug anything, or should we just...
I feel like I already plugged that nasty Wikipedia, so...
Yeah,
I guess. Check out Blackalicious.
And check out Yasso Grill in Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah, dude, Yasso. Yeah, they're good. They didn't mean to. That was an honest mistake.
It was the most delicious meal I've had.
We all forgive them.
Like, in, like, a week.
We're actually going there right after this.
Yeah.
I think we should.